crack that beer, Dave. I don't know why the view was on in this office on the TV. We need that one.
I should have brought four beers.
I should have brought four.
The microphone still smells like Wayne Mauser's coffee in here.
Is there booze in that coffee?
No. I don't think any Jameson today. No, There's been times, but how have you been?
I've just been great.
Man, yesterday was such a beautiful day, wasn't
it?
Oh,
man. You can't draw it up any better than that.
I mean,
that.
Today is, too. Yep. Tomorrow's going to be nice. Yep. But the warmth, it was almost, what, 80, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
You got That's the bike stuff. Out, right?
I got You're... the bike out, yep. Yep, life is good. We got live music with our friends from Safe Sax tomorrow.
S-A-X?
Yep. You got Michael on the saxophone. He's playing 5 to 8. He always puts on a fun show.
Nice.
And we got first summer kickoff concert series in downtown Ripon tonight.
Yeah.
Yep.
Let's cheers to
cheers
that.
Cheers to that, yeah.
Let's have a cold one.
Summer's
here. What do we have in
Red? Red House Ale, fresh off the line.
You know, where your Red House was in Berlin,
yeah.
What is that part of just the park lot now or what?
So I sold that to my neighbor and then it got torn down. And right. Then I sold the lot to my neighbor. He kept the garage up though.
Oh, okay.
So, nice. Yep.
So the lot lives on.
The lot lives on and he landscaped it really nice.
I saw that. Yeah. After we talked about that house and of course you shared, it was struck by lightning and kind of had a little bit of a mishap there, but I was looking at the lot the other day driving through Berlin and I'm like, yeah, it looks nice.
Yeah. So, oh yeah.
But wedding season.
Wedding
swing,
season.
Right?
Yeah. We've got a big one coming up in a couple weeks. We're booking for next year already. We have, you know, if anybody's trying to pull together a shotgun wedding, we still have a couple dates out there. But we're filling up and
I mean you've got a staff that handles that, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, actually no. I mean we do. Like we have our wedding crew we call
right.
it. But like as far as booking, I mean my wife and I and mostly my wife, we handle all that.
Oh
so,
man.
Yeah.
What percentage of that does that take up for your time? I mean that's a big deal.
Yeah, it's a fair amount. You know, but it's kind of a new business for us, you know, so we want to make sure that we're, you know,
fulfilling everything correctly.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, when do you fit in time besides here in the studio to have a cold beer?
Well, you know, I find, you know.
You find time,
yeah. Yeah, you know, I mean, you take time for what's important, right?
How's that sailboat sailing?
Well, the sailboat is not sailing.
Yeah. You got to get it out this year.
I found a guy that's going to repair it for me. So I'm hoping next, not this Monday, but the following Monday, I'm going to take it up to the marina and he's going to fix it. And then even if I get it in one time
at
after
least
that,
you can say
then I can say it was in.
At least you can say you splashed. Last time you were on it, didn't you, when you were getting off by the wharf in Green Lake, take a little tumble?
Yeah, 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 yeah. That was, well, it's like that video with all the idiots, you know, back in their boat. And well, I was the idiot that was standing on the trailer. And I tried to jump from the trailer to the dock, but my shoe was wet.
Oh, that's how it
Yeah,
went. Okay.
My shoe was wet, and I jumped, and I didn't go anywhere. My foot slipped, and I hit the trailer, then I hit the dock, and then I bounced off the trailer again.
You sang soprano that night in karaoke?
It was bad. Oh. Yep.
I used to power load the boat.
Sure.
Because it's 24, 25 feet.
Yeah.
But I don't know. You can't reach the front clip when you're, so you put it in gear, power, for those that don't know, you power load, you get up to the trailer,
yep.
And you leave it in gear when you try and hook the chain on.
Yeah.
Well, when there's just one person out of, you know, 10 that knows what they're doing,
right.
The others stand there and watch.
Yeah.
Well, I don't like being in front of a boat that's, the prop is spinning. And,
yeah.
So I just walk it on now.
Yeah.
And I'll stand like you do on the trailer. But then
and then
I,
you just winch it up.
I winch it up, yep. But I have, you know, I reach up and I have the bow rails to kind of lean against.
Sure.
Because it's a roller trailer. But I'm getting too good at it because I trailer now.
Sure.
And it's kind of a pain. But usually when we get back to the launch, it's pretty quiet, you know, around 1, 2 in the morning.
Yeah. So. Oh, and at that point, if something goes wrong,
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. You don't have to look around to see if people saw.
Right, yep.
But, so, walleye weekend this weekend.
Walleye weekend, yeah.
Do you ever get down to that?
You know, I've always wanted to, and we're always busy for some reason, you know? Like this Sunday, we have our annual timber rattler outing with the crew.
Sure.
So if anybody's going to the timber rattler game, you know, keep your kids away from the
they'll learn new terms.
Yeah, I'm just kidding, you know. But we always have a good time. We bring a keg of beer and we get a wiffle ball game going, and it's G-rated, it's family friendly, but we do bring some beers. So
sure. And do you take a bus up?
Yeah, or? we get our friends from Lamers, and they John,
you take a big, is
yeah,
it
John,
a big one?
John brings a big school bus for us, and I cook a bunch of brats up for everybody, and yeah.
What's the I think Sunday's looking fair,
yeah,
isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's it'll be fine. It'll yeah, clear it'll be, up. Oh, yeah,
all right. It's a school bus. You can bring the grill right into the
that's
bus.
Right.
Just
yeah.
leave that back door
just
open.
Just leave the door open.
The buzzer going yeah. the whole time.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
What else in the world?
Well, we got a couple new accounts. We got Blue Line Tavern online now, which is a new bar in downtown Fond du Lac.
We just talked about that. Were they the one that was on Bar Rescue?
Maybe.
Is it a hockey theme?
Yeah,
bar?
It's a hockey theme. Yeah.
I thought Sarah and I were talking here in the studio. I think they might have been the ones that were on Bar Rescue.
Oh, really?
Years? Yeah, a while.
Oh, years
back.
Okay.
I think I'll have
yeah.
to talk.
Cool.
It's got a neat story behind.
Yeah.
It.
Yeah, very nice people. So we're excited to be a part of that. And then we are at the Hangar in Oshkosh now.
Very cool.
And then Dock Spiders are in season now. So we're playing baseball over there, and of course we're at the Timber Rattlers too. So
they are. I've been spraying home defense a lot.
Yeah.
Dock Spiders everywhere.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
Hence the name Dock Spiders.
Yeah.
That was a perfect fit for them in Fond du
Lac. Oh yeah. Yep. But yeah, other than that, I don't know, just trying to enjoy summer a little bit, and, yeah, you know,
it comes fast and it goes fast.
It does. So. Yeah. It comes fast and it goes fast, but Ferris you got to soak it in.
Yeah. Ferris Bueller. If you don't slow down and enjoy life, it flies by and you miss it.
Well,
whatever that quote is.
Yeah.
Well, it's sorry. The beer's talking.
You know, we were just, you remember the movie Van Wilder?
Yeah.
Don't take life too seriously. You'll never get out alive.
Mm-hmm.
My wife and I don't know. We were talking about something and we mentioned that quote. So last night we watched Van Wilder, and I would say it still holds up.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, right. Like the Beatles used to say too, let it happen.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen those reels?
I haven't. No.
They make all these quotes that are inaccurate just so people are like, now, wait a minute.
That's
great. Like the guy in the Kingsford ads now. We're going to grill some brats.
Yeah.
And all it is you can tell he wants people to comment. Obviously, they
sure.
profit off of that
right,
social
right.
media. But
oh, yeah.
That drives me nuts. So yeah. If I got that quote wrong, everyone, I apologize.
That's all right.
All right. Well, cheers.
Yeah.
Contact
Thanks for having me. Happy Friday.
Yeah.
Safe sacks tomorrow, 5 to 8.
Contact info.
748-5188.
Thank you, Dave. We'll check in next week.
Cheers.